morning to you from the sports team. We start off with last night's cricket action. Rain was the ultimate designer in last night's Betway SA 20 clash between Durban Super Giants and MI Cape Town at Kingsmead. Now, MI Cape Town had reached 69 for 3 in 11 overs before heavy rain halted play and eventually saw the game abandoned with the points shared. MI Cape Town has now moved level on points with Paarl Royals at the top of the table, taking another step closer to their first ever playoff spot. The Super Giants, meanwhile, remain rooted to the foot of the table. And then over to some football. Liverpool have secured their place in the last 16 of the Champions League with a 2-1 win against Lille at Anfield last night. Arne Slot's side made it 7 wins from 7 matches in the competition to guarantee progress in the top 8. But the Liverpool boss maintains they're not favourites.
In tennis, you are number one seeded. You know it's always better to face the number 24 than to face the number 8 or the number 12. But now we are in a new format where some teams are high in the league table because they had a lucky draw, or some teams are low because they had a very difficult draw.
Aston Villa lost 1-0 at Monaco, meaning they're likely need to beat Celtic next week to stand a chance of avoiding the playoffs. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic stunned young Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz to reach the penultimate round of the Australian Open. Now, the 10-time champion lost the first set 4-6 to the world number 3 before gradually taking control of the match. The 37-year-old Serbian won the next 3 sets 6-4, 6-3 and 6-4 to reach his 50th Grand Slam semi-final. Speaking after the victory on court, Djokovic commended Alcaraz and thinks that this game should have been a decider.
My utmost respect and admiration for Carlos and everything he stands for and what he has achieved so far in his young career. What a terrific guy he is, and an even better competitor. Youngest ever number one in the world in the history of our sport. So 4 Grand Slams, and I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of him. You know, I just wish that this match today was the finals.
Djokovic will next face world number 2 Alexander Zverev of Germany, who beat American Tommy Paul in 4 sets to reach the semi-final. And then a result from this morning's quarter-final between Iga Swiatek and Emma Navarro. Swiatek through to the semi-finals after beating Emma by 2 sets. The score there, 6-1, 6-2. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team and off the bench for Sky Shabalala, I'm Faida Crouch.